of three boys.
Of three boys.
Sunday
of three boys. Sunday when walking, roses blooming in their pockets, laughing low-low sneakers crumbling out against the walls. Better whiter than red
walking.
Better ever than never, if ever whiter than blacker. On the 5th of December, I ride the bus for my father, trying to see King Street as he wants to. For my mother, frail and aquiline even before her illness, slowly past the schoolyard where she had played, a child's innocence of long ribbons. My grandfather stands in the doorway, his anger compressed into hand grenades stolen from steel boxes, rusting on the curb, their pins still hanging. Poor now than the broken crockery he peddles in the marketplace of
Across the street, the Hensons gather up their tablecloth, along with their child Morley, barefooted and runny-nosed, who, from the first day, my mother would say, was stronger and wiser than the room into which he was born, or the hands that held him. A light unto the Gentiles, she whispered. Lead hot red corpuscles running in turns across the blue frosted sky, sinking into their cracks of their mud walls and into their veins, hotter, colder than hotter, their night bench pressed up against the heater, he's squawking, Orly's rooster crowing backwards from dusk to dawn, the whole town snoring, waking, tossing, turning, every 15 minutes, eyes half open, halfway through the cockadoo. Morley said not to fret, for we are little more than membrane, a thin tissue through which light passes with hormones, an eye gazing into an eye. Purpose?
Oh,
purpose, he said. Justice, just luck, a matter of throwing the dice.
Pressed up against the heater, geese squawking, Morley's rooster crowing backward from dusk to dawn, the whole town snowing, red, hot, red, four-buster running in corners across the blue frosted sky, seeping into the mud cracks of their walls, into the veins hotter, colder than hotter. Night bench pressed up against the heater, geese squawking, Morley's rooster crawling backward from dusk.
Over 50 treadless tires are piled on top of my roof. Morley hauls them up there to keep my tar paper from blowing away. He says old tires make good stairways too, just fill them up with dry straw and mud, or better still, cement. Decide the fate of Morley's rooster. It's 8 feet tall, one of them claims, the biggest damn thing you ever did see. Rolls along on feathered wheels, lightning bugs, pasted to the side of its head, a regular lickety split of a second coming, a real cockadoodle dandy, and it scares the living daylights out of my kids. Can't sleep at night. believes each of us is only a variation on the same theme. Viral dilapidation of a vaccination stuck into an arm of a giant millions of years ago. Spread some mayonnaise on my